Penguin Random House Audio presents Heroes of the Frontier by Dave Eggers. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Chapter 1. There is proud happiness. Happiness born of doing good work in the light of day, years of worthwhile labor, and afterward being tired and content and surrounded by family and friends, bathed in satisfaction and ready for a deserved rest, sleep, or death, it would not matter. Then there is the happiness of one's personal slum, the happiness of being alone and tipsy on red wine in the passenger seat of an ancient recreational vehicle parked somewhere in Alaska's deep south, staring into a scribble of black trees, afraid to go to sleep for fear that at any moment someone will get past the toy lock on the RV door and murder you and your two small children sleeping above. Josie squinted into the low light of a long summer evening at a rest stop in southern Alaska. She was happy this night with her Pinot in this RV in the dark, surrounded by unknown woods, and became less afraid with every new sip from her yellow plastic cup. She was content, though she knew this was a fleeting and artificial contentment. She knew this was all wrong. She should not be in Alaska, not like this. She had been a dentist and was no longer a dentist. The father of her children, an invertebrate, a loose-boweled man named Carl, a man who had told Josie marriage by documentation was a sham, the paper superfluous and reductive, had 18 months after he'd moved out found a different woman to marry him. He'd met, and now was improbably, impossibly, marrying some other person, a person from Florida. It was happening in September, and Josie was fully justified.